Hello, this is Dan Coughlin with my article, Essential Walk, number 18, Inspiration. In Merriam-Webster Dictionary, inspiration is defined as the action or power of moving the intellect or emotions. While that's a fairly boring definition for such a dynamic word, it does lay a good foundation for this article. An inspiration affects our essence because it impacts our thoughts, emotions, and will. Inspirations perform a very important role toward increasing the health of our essence. Inspirations tend to draw out the very best within us and guide us toward an even higher level in our thoughts and emotions. So, what inspires you? What are your inspirations? I'm serious about this. Really consider the past 6 months. What really moved your thoughts, your emotions, and/or your will? A birth of a child, a funeral, a film, a book, an experience with your spouse or children or friends, a moment in nature, or an understanding about yourself that you never had before? What has moved your thoughts? What has touched your emotions, or what has affected the direction your essence is heading in? Slow way down. Consider what has inspired you. Now, allow yourself to be inspired in the next month. Let experiences soak into your essence. Some of those experiences might really move you. In doing so, those experiences might help you to see parts of your essence that you want to bring out even more or dig into even deeper. This process of being inspired can help you to strengthen the health of your essence. Essential walk questions for you to consider. In the past 100 days, what has inspired you? For each thing that has inspired you, what did it help you to understand about what are the most important thoughts, emotions, and self-direction that you want to have in your life on a regular basis? What inspirational experiences can you allow yourself to have in the next 100 days? These can be as simple